I think it's the 15th verse, says the children were crying out. This is pretty cool. I was sharing it with Julie. What they were saying, we've got Hosanna to the Son of David. That's what we read, right? Most likely, it would have been in Hebrew, Hashana ben David. Hashana ben David. Say that. Hashana ben David. Come on, y'all can do this. Hashava ben David, right? And the word that's used there is onomatopoeic. Onomatopoeic. Easy for me to say, right? Yeah. Y'all know what that means? Come on, Lola. Okay, it means a word that sounds like something that's living, okay? That word that's used there, kadzo, is supposedly like the cry of a raven, right? Okay, and so as I was looking at that, I'm thinking, well, that's weird, and I went and looked at it in a bunch of places, but nearly every place it's used, it's one person crying out. That's the way it's translated, crying out, right? And here it's translated crying out. I think, wait a minute. There are children in the temple. Probably lots of them, right? Yeah. They're children. Say children. Children. Come on, come on. Okay, children in together. Now, what happens if children all start saying the same thing? We can say Hosanna to the Son of David if you like, but Hosanna ben David is easier, right? Save us, Son of David. That's what they're saying. Save us, Son of David. Okay? When you get children, a bunch of children getting together saying the same thing, what happens? It gets louder, but something else happens. Give you an example. We're riding down the road with the grandkids, which happens typically when we're leaving the bike. We're trying to figure out where we're going to go. The little ones. And they'll be saying, we want to go back to grandmom's house. And I'll say, granddad's house. And Harper will say, grandmom's house. And I'll say, granddad's house. And Jethro, where's Jethro? Jethro will say, what does Jethro say? Granddad's house. And then grandmom goes, no, grandmom's house. And by now, we've got three children in the car, even Beckham, who still is just now starting to talk. When the first few times he was doing this, he was like, yeah, yeah. But the thing that happens is they all begin to say it together. Granddad's house. Granddad's house. However it goes, Gigi's house. No, grandma. No, right? But they say it in unison together. It's a natural thing. You get a bunch of kids in a room, give them a phrase, in a matter of seconds, they'll be all saying it together. And there's something else that happens. It'll take on a rhythm and a little bit of a melody. We call that sing song, right? They're talking, but they're kind of singing while they're talking. And it goes, granddad's house, granddad's house, granddad's house, right? So they get it all together, not grandmom's house, granddad's house, right? And so we know that we're going back so they can jump on the trampoline or whatever. As I was watching this in my mind, I realized suddenly that there was a lot of children and they were, quote, crying out. But when you do that, they tend to get unified. They were all saying the same thing. We're told they were saying, save us now, Hashna ben David. They save us now, Son of David, right? So I was going, you know, they weren't just all sitting around talking and there wasn't like one kid up in the balcony going, save us, Son of David, you know? No, you had all these children going, Hashna ben David. Hashna ben David. They were chanting. They weren't just crying out. And you could just see Jesus chuckling. It had to be cool. He's healing blind people and lame people and casting out devils. And the children are going, Hashna ben David. What a beautiful picture. So it really pissed the people off who were in charge. The priests and the Sadducees came in there and said, "What are you doing? What do you think's going on here? Imagine God ministering to people in his house." Well, it left them out. They weren't happy. And remember Jesus' reply to them. "Have you never read where it is written?" What am I going to say? Come on, people. "Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have," and the King James says, "ordained strength." Or praise, actually, is what Matthew says. Okay, y'all may remember, we went through this a couple of years ago, and it says perfected praise. You have perfected praise. The Psalms of King James says ordained strength. As you dig into that, perfected praise. That word means to be, it's down from adjustment. Katarizo. Down from kata plus adjustment. And if you remember what we talked about, think about fine-tuning a radio. Those of you who've been around for a while, before it was all digital, used to turn the little dial and you kind of get the signal, and you have to, you get it in there where the signal came through clearly and loudly. That's the picture. Literally means fine-tuned. You have adjusted it properly. Fine-tuned. And then you have the word here, praise. There's about six different Greek words for praise. Most of them you have the noun and the verb, okay? And one of them's a little out there. Now, this word is einon. It's only used twice. And what makes this word significant is it's not just praise, it is most specifically praise to God. Praise to God. So, Jesus said, "Have you not read, it is written, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have fine-tuned praise to God." Fine-tuned praise to God. So if you want to, you can flip over to the eighth psalm. Jesus is quoting the second verse, because I want to continue it. And since we're using right now, looking at the Hebrew, the Greek words instead of Hebrew, we'll look at the Septuagint, which is the Old Testament from about 200 BC in Greek.